Well, hello.
Hello, Zuko here. But I guess you probably already know me.
You guys here for a rematch?
Negatory.
I think it's time I joined your group and taught the Avatar firebending.
Zuko, yes, why would I be expecting anyone different?
Greetings, my good Hotman.
We've been through so many things together.
Baby, you're my forever girl.
It'll be okay. It's not forever.
That's what I'd say, too.
Hotman? Hotman? Hotman?
My first girlfriend turned into the moon. That's rough, buddy.
Hotman? Hotman?
There. I got a pretty good look at you.
Let them rock.
I'll take that as a thank you.
Stay flaming, Hotman.
Stop calling me that.
Shh. I'm trying to watch.
Hello and welcome to From the Spirit World, a legendary Avatar The Last Airbender podcast for DongWuFang.net. I'm your main host, Dylan, and today I'm joined by Sam.
What's up?
The podcast mime, Ben.
Iron Man.
Jeff.
Hello.
Michelle Jones.
Stop. Hello.
Again, a dodgeball reference. And Josh.
Is it really fair to say that it's today?
What? I'm joined today.
Is it really fair
by...
to say that you're joined today?
I'm joined at 1 a.m. by. Or 2 a.m. now. So yeah, this is just continuation of the previous podcast. It's just, I didn't want to make you guys download a 2-hour podcast, so I split it into two. So,
there you go, Dylan. Always looking out for the fan.
Yeah, I really am looking out for you guys and your crappy DSL internet. So, or whatever it's called. I don't even know. Michelle, don't insult my spell. Okay, let's start. Josh.
If it wasn't for Dylan's typos, you'd have nothing to laugh at.
Josh, no. Start it up.
Start us off with the Avatar State versus...
You have your own little theory here. I want to hear it. I'm very interested.
Okay, Avatar State versus Katara. Okay, it all starts back in 219. Alright, Aang is on the glowy road. He sees a vision of Katara, and he's like, oh noes, I need to go save my woman.
He just knows I need to go save my woman? I like that, okay.
He jumps off the glowy rope and falls down to the big bad earth. And
Josh, you're doing a terrible job right now.
He talks to the guru and he says, oh no, I need to go back. And guru's like, if you leave, this is where I'm going to get serious. He says, if you leave now, you won't get to go into the Avatar state at all. Okay. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm taking this to mean that because Aang can't open his seventh chakra, he's not going to be able to go into the Avatar state until he opens his seventh chakra. Do you agree with that?
Say it again.
Yeah, 1 hour podcast. Okay.
Hey, Josh, can I just say something really quick?
Yeah.
I was just going to say, what if Guru Patik only uses to like keep him from leaving? I just thought of that.
No.
He could have said that to just try to keep Aang from leaving.
Because he liked his company.
Well, he seemed to be a lonely man.
Oh, God. Okay. Josh, say it again.
This, what Guru says, you can't go into the Avatar state at all if you leave now. This to me, I'm assuming this is general across the fandom. If this means that if Aang doesn't open his seventh chakra, he can't go into the Avatar state.
Because the seventh chakra will be locked. Yes.
Yeah, that's what you say. Okay. Now, skip ahead to 220. Hidden Zutara. And anyway, so...
Excuse me.
Okay. He's losing badly. And he's like, oh no, I have to save the world. So he goes into his little crystal cave. We see him back on the glowy road. He walks back up to the man. And his arrows start to...
Whoa, I'm sorry. Go.
And he pops out of the crystal cave, and he is in the Avatar state. Do you agree? He's in the Avatar state when he pops out of the glowy, the crystal cave.
No. I don't think he does access the Avatar state.
You don't think he does?
No.
You don't?
His chakra is locked. He's not able to access the Avatar state.
You don't think that...
He's in the process... I've kept this theory since the episode aired. He was in the process of opening it, but does not get to in time because Azula shoots him.
You don't think...
No, I don't think he actually goes in the Avatar state.
I don't agree with that.
I mean, we've discussed this way in depth. I'm keeping this until forever. You're not going to convince me today that he actually went into the Avatar state.
Well, what does everyone else think?
Actually,
because you don't have to take part in this if you don't want to, Dylan.
No, I want to hear what you have to say, but I'm just saying this is what I reached the conclusion of a while ago.
Well, I haven't. I don't agree with that conclusion. Go ahead, whoever's going to talk.
Actually, Dylan, your theory was exactly the same as mine. About he was opening the chakra, but he never finished. I think he was starting to go into the Avatar state, but he never was able to access the powers of the Avatar state before Azula shot him with holy lightning.
Yeah.
Okay, what about Jeff? What do you
think? Yeah, I'm having trouble with this. I do not know. Okay.
You can't pick a side yet.
Okay. Well, okay. Azula shoots him with lightning and locks his seventh chakra. That could indicate that it wasn't open already, but why would it lock it?
Because he was in the process.
Because it's unrelated to that.
Wasn't able to open the seventh.
To me, Azula's lightning should seem unrelated to what Aang has to do to open his seventh chakra.
See, Josh, here's where your theory is wrong. Because if he is in the Avatar state, he dies. Then that means it's done. The Avatar is over.
But Katara healed him with holy water. That's the whole point.
How does that affect the Avatar cycle, though?
Because it's holy water. It's spirit water.
How does that reverse the cycle?
Maybe Roku just assumed dead means
dead. But
Zilla,
here's the point. You're basing this just off as much speculation as I am.
What speculation?
You have a theory, and I have a theory.
Part of my theory is confirmed. Aang died, and yeah, Aang died. We know that. Josh, we've been over this though. I mean, past podcasts, there's this one. I'm pretty sure we got confirmed that something about this. I don't remember what, but that's isn't that good? Something got confirmed, but I can't remember what it was.
Well, do you really want me to go? Because without that little part, the rest of the theory is dead. Do you really want me to keep going then?
No, keep going. I just want
you really to... want me to? I mean, if we're not going to agree on that basic point, the rest of the theory is just dead.
Well, I mean, let's assume he did go into the Avatar state. Okay. He was shot down. His chakra was locked, even though the Avatar cycle was broken momentarily. Katara revived the Avatar cycle with the spirit water. Okay, is that what you're assuming?
Because honestly, Dylan, if you listen to the rest of the theory, it answers a lot of your
questions. Okay, let's keep going then.
Aang wasn't feud. Okay, assuming that Aang died in the Avatar, he was in the Avatar state. Azula shot him with lightning. Okay, he died. Katara healed him, and we all know that. So my theory is that Katara now has nothing to do with it. I'll elaborate in just a second, but that is why there wasn't any exploration of it in the finale. My theory of why it wasn't in the finale anymore was because it wasn't a factor.
Explain. Explain why it could not be a factor anymore.
Well, because that means that when Aang tells Toph and when Aang tells Katara later, if my seventh chakra wasn't blocked by Azula's lightning, Katara says there's a lot of twisted up energy in here. You know, I think that all of this really is the doing of Azula. Not just me being a fan of Azula saying that. I think that Azula's lightning, you know, is really the only thing that kept him from, you know, having control of the Avatar state. And if you think about it, it actually makes more sense that is why Katara never finds out about this.
Okay, it would make sense if they didn't kiss at the end. How do you explain that he's still able to love Katara?
Because this is what me and Jeff talked a lot about. The way I defined attachment, the guru talks about letting go of earthly attachment.
Loophole time.
Well, no, this is just, you know, a definition of, this is what I take this to mean. It means Aang's priorities are in the wrong place. This is what this means to me. This means that Aang's feelings for, because we see Avatar Roku, he's able to have his wife and everything, and still love her just as much, okay? But I think what the guru is trying to get Aang to realize is that his priorities are in the wrong spot. He has Katara placed before the rest of the world right now. And we see that because he abandons the Avatar state to go save Katara. I mean, that's just proof of that right now, that Aang's priorities are in the wrong spot. Now, my theory is in 220, when he went into the Avatar state, that means that Aang realized that if he tries to get Katara, the world's going to, you know, go down the crapper. And so, I mean, he rearranges his priorities, he gets access to the Avatar state, and that whole thing is sealed. It's done. Aang has rearranged his priorities, because he still has his feelings for Katara, he can still have those, but his priorities are rearranged. I think if he had to make the same decision in 317, whether Avatar state for Katara, he'd still pick Avatar state, because he knows now that he can't have his priorities in the wrong spot. Now, I mean, there may be more that I want to I'll just stop there and let Dylan go now.
Okay, yeah. Well, see, the whole problem with this, you have the priorities flipping, but he still has to give up earthly attachment, according to the Guru.
That's what I think it means. I think that what Guru is talking about, earthly attachment, is that he's too attached, and that means that's why his priorities are in the wrong spot, is because he has this attachment. There's a difference between attachment and feelings, I think.
You're getting to a loophole. This is what I meant before when I said that.
I don't see it as...
This is definitely a loophole, I mean...
Here's something I thought of. What if the Guru is acting like the Oracle from The Matrix when he says, you gotta let Katara go, telling Aang exactly what he needs to hear? Because if he just says, your priorities are mixed up, you gotta put the world first, he says, okay, I'll just do that. So he says, you have to let her go completely, and that's what Aang needs to hear to get his priorities straight, because he loves Katara so much.
Okay. See, but I haven't even brought up this point yet. And it kind of complicates the whole thing even more. Katara is Aang's world, and we've seen this earlier in, like, that episode. All the Air Nomad's love and attachment is within Katara. Katara is the world to Aang. That's why saving her, he thought, is the same as saving the world. It makes this whole thing seem like...
I don't see how that complicates it. I'm not sure what point you're trying to make.
I'm trying to make it seem like, well, according to you then, he has to give up all love from that's given to him.
No, that's not what I'm saying. You're missing the point. You're not getting what I'm saying.
No, I'm saying, no, watch, like, because you have to take into account that all the Air Nomad's love is now with Katara. You have to take that into account.
Yeah.
So, he needs to rearrange his priorities to put the world ahead of love given to him.
Yeah.
So he's emo. No. But seriously,
I really
attach. You think attachment means?
I think what I'm telling you right now, what I think the guru is trying to tell Aang is that his priority is in the wrong spot, and he needs to put Katara second to the world. That's what I think the guru is trying to say.
Okay.
And my theory is that, you know, Aang was in the Avatar state. He got shot. Katara healed him with spirit water, and that's why he didn't. That's why he didn't stay dead. And then
okay, skip ahead to the finale now.
You know, he doesn't have to worry. That's why it isn't brought up with Katara, is because it's not a factor anymore.
So the moment his back hits that rock and it enters his womb, what's happening?
Yes. And, I mean, this is kind of where it gets... I have to admit, this is where it gets iffy. Because, this is... what this means to me is that hitting that protuberance in the rock...
nice word.
Yeah. I like that word, too. You know, Katara mentions there's a lot of twisted up energy in here. Azula blocked my seventh chakra with lightning. And all this... I mean, that's another. I need to put something back in my mind. I want to bring that up later too. Hitting this protuberance, it releases all this energy, and it unblocks his seventh chakra, because the only thing that was blocking it was what Azula did to it and the twisted up energy. That's my theory. And I guess I'll bring this up now. The thing I was talking about. How do we know that Aang really knows what he's talking about when he talks about it blocked his seventh chakra? I mean, do we... I mean, we saw he got a really ABC, you know, 101 lesson on basic chakra handling in 219. Why are we expecting him to know that all of a sudden he knows everything about chakras now, and that it's blocked his seventh chakra and everything? I mean, how does he know that?
Because that's in the process of opening.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope you're getting on. I mean, if we start doubting the lead character when he says something...
You can't trust any of the information presented.
I know that, and that's why I said this is where it gets iffy.
Yes, okay, so you think that the seventh chakra was opened.
Yes.
He mastered the Avatar State in 220, but it was blocked by Azula, and when he hit the protuberance, as you said, it just unblocked it, and there was no unlocking needed, and it was already done.
Yes.
That is your claim.
Yes.
Okay. I guess it kind of makes sense. That's just slipping away out of this. I don't know. It seems like the classic loophole. I don't know.
It explains what I mean. It's kind of a counter to your whole rant about, which I'm sure you'll get into again.
Oh yeah.
About how, you know, Katang wasn't explored in the finale.
Let's say your theory is true. I still have that rant.
It's kind of the answer. It's kind of the answer theory to what you say.
The answer theory. Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't want an answer theory. I don't care why it wasn't explored, because they could have found a way around it no matter what. Even if it was your thing, they could have at least talked about something. I mean,
I don't think there was time for it.
Even are we going to discuss this Eren Yeah's thing?
Later. Not right now. Oh yeah, I guess he did have comments on it. But let me again state my theory first. Theory that makes more sense, actually, in my opinion. But my theory is that it was... He did not enter the Avatar State in 220. It was locked when Azula shot him. And blocked. The seven chakra was locked, and his ability to enter the Avatar State was blocked. So there are two boundaries. So then, because he didn't let go of Katara yet. And so in 220, so in, over time, he achieved maturity through his ability to juggle the Avatar State and the world and every... Not the Avatar State, the world and his Avatar duties and everything. And the same thing Yang Chen said was that you can never really achieve, like, unattachment from the world like most avatars are, because the avatar is bound to the world. So it's impossible to give up earthly attachment for the avatar. He just needs to be able to mature it enough in his world-saving abilities, his avatar responsibilities, and his maturity with being an avatar, so that that's not his, I guess, relating back to you a little bit, his number one priority or anything. So it's just he's able to... I don't know, Jake hit on this better. I'm not very good at explaining it, the maturity thing. So when it was open...
The theory is that the guru was wrong.
No, not that he was wrong, but...
Well, yeah, that's... I mean, Yang Chen says that the avatar can't give up, can't achieve.
That's my personal opinion. That's not...
I think they're talking about two different things there. I mean...
Yeah. I mean, I kind of confused two things there.
Because Yang Chen's talking about the world, and the guru's talking about specific things in the world.
I think they're related, but that's another theory for another day. But yeah, Jake's thing, it's the maturity, and he achieved maturity with being an avatar, so when his back hit the thing, it unblocked it, so it undid Azula's shooting, and then since he was mature enough, it instantly unlocked, because he made his decision, he was able to overcome this on his own, he knew what he was doing because of the lion turtle, and I think that touch had a lot to do with it.
So you don't have any conflicts with my theory about the rock unlocking what Azula did?
No, I agree with that. I agree. Okay. That unblocked the chakra. I just think it was already unlocked.
The main thing I was scared of was that you didn't think that that
no,
was...
No, I agree with that.
Okay.
Let me finish my theory. So it was instantly unlocked, and he was able to master the Avatar State while still keeping his attachment for Katara because of his maturity achieved through there.
Okay. Alright, and so really the thing that would make or break either theory is, did Aang go into the Avatar State in 220 or did he not? That's really the only thing that's separating, that's really the only thing that's going to decide. So
not really.
I think so. I think that's the only thing that...
because I don't agree with you. I think the guru was kind of right and you think he was like wrong.
No, I don't think he was wrong.
Do you think he was saying something, meaning something different than he said?
No, because I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm wording it differently than he is, I think.
It's possible that, I was worried about how Azula shooting with lightning locks the seventh chakra, how that would go along with Dylan's thing. But well, it's possible that, we have these other six chakras that are basic, and then the seventh chakra is the main gateway to the cosmic energy. And it's possible that if someone were to do what Azula did to just some avatar in the avatar state, and Guitar healed them, it would be the seventh chakra that would be locked, because that's the main one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I still think that the main thing that's going to make or break either theory is, did Aang go into the avatar state in 220 or did he not?
I don't think it's major.
I think
either way, that was your main argument to my theory. No, I mean, I still think the fact that his chakra was locked. I mean, you think he completely unlocked it. Even if he's in the avatar state, that didn't... Yes, it did. Okay, yeah, I guess I see what you're saying. You're rephrasing the main point. Did Aang... Was his seventh chakra locked or unlocked?
Well, what did Aang need to do to...
And by the way, he did say his seventh chakra was locked in 310.
Yeah, I'm not saying... Or 309.
Yeah. 309 or something. Yeah, he said that. So,
it wasn't 310, but yeah,
310. Your theory.
Well, no. Because, I mean, like I said, it's possible that that's just what happens, that it would be the seventh chakra that locks.
Okay, so you're saying blocked equals locked. So now we're getting into wording.
Blocked? No.
His ability to enter the avatar state was blocked by Azula. You're saying that could also mean that his seventh chakra was locked, even though I think they're two separate things.
Okay, yeah, I guess I'm saying that if Azula shoots an avatar with lightning while they're in the avatar state, and Katara heals them, it would be the seventh chakra that would be locked, because that's the main one. That's what I'm saying.
But if you say it's locked, that means he didn't give up Katara, and he didn't enter the avatar state.
He did, though.
But if a chakra is locked, he didn't master the avatar state.
Well, it's...
Did the guru say locked, or did the guru say blocked?
If you leave now, your chakra will lock. I think he said lock. If he doesn't...
No, yeah, he didn't say anything about locking one.
I don't think he said anything about it. I'm not sure that...
I'm pretty sure he did.
I'm not sure locked or blocked, whichever one really matters.
Hey, it does matter. It completely matters, because Aang says it in 310, I think.
Well, there's transcripts online if someone wants to go check. But the main... I guess one more thing to add on to my theory about... You know, it's the crucial moment in 220. We see a pan around of Aang looking around. He sees Zuko and Azula with the entire Dai Li behind them, and he sees a bunch of Dai Li surround Katara. And that's what he focuses on. He sees Katara, and that's the moment that he decides, you know what, I need to do this. I can't save Katara on my own. So he puts the world first, and I think that's the moment that he, you know, does what he needs to do to unlock the Avatar State, and that's why I think when he comes out of the Crystal Cave, that's why I think he's in the Avatar State. Because
okay,
I think
I have a quote here. Guru Pathic in, after Katara is in danger, I have to go. And then Guru Pathic says, calling after him, "No, Aang, by choosing attachment, you have locked the chakra. If you leave now, you won't be able to go into the Avatar State at all."
Okay, but in 309, in 310, he says, "When Azula shot me with lightning, my seventh chakra was locked." It's not like when I chose Katara.
Okay, I get what you're saying. But if he opened it, his seventh chakra can't be locked. That's what I'm saying.
Well, then
it's impossible. Well, he already opened it. How can she lock something that's open?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe that's just what happens when someone shoots. When someone kills an
okay,
avatar.
I see what you're saying. But I'm saying that it makes more sense by when Azula shot me with lightning, he was in the process of trying to unlock the chakra, locked it and sealed it.
That's what I'm saying. The thing that's going to make or break this is, was he in the Avatar state, or was he in the process of entering the Avatar state? I think that's the main thing that is really going to make this
debate on
forever and ever.
And hopefully we can get some answers. I mean,
yeah, maybe we can ask
I'll try to contact some people here. me and Jake will try to get some answers.
Because I really want to, even if I'm wrong, which it's very likely that I am, I want an. I'd like to have an answer.
Okay, and I think there's a good chance we will get an answer from someone sometime soon. So, I guess, yeah.
All right. So I guess it wasn't the Avatar State versus Qatar discussion to end all Avatar State versus...
No, it's not, because it'll never end. It really won't.
Well, I think the discussion's over. It's just right now we're waiting for the answer, maybe. I don't know.
So, let me quickly
check. I've done discussing stuff. It with you, I think. I don't think I want to do this anymore.
For now.
Because you care about it way more than I do.
Yeah, I really do. I thought it was the main theme of the show and everything.
I don't think so, because I don't think that...
Okay, by the way, if there you guys were trying to reference something, no. This thing for the Catting Forever thing, don't bring it up because there are doubts as to half of the story. So in case you're wondering, the original post, which you would be basing it off of, the meeting post, I have gotten word from places that that was not true.
Okay.
I never thought he was real anyway.
No, I've gotten word that he was not actually met, but the person that's actually posting right now is the actual person.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So this is what we can't use the Avatar State stuff.
Can't use that. So we can't use what I had open.
So if you want to ask in the thread now, I guess you could.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go do that actually.
Okay.
Just saying in the Avatar State or not.
Yeah, that would work. And for anyone who don't know what you're talking about,
oh my gosh, this thread has. Oh wait, never mind.
7 pages.
I'm gonna ask. I'm gonna ask that now.
Okay.
I may need to make an account. Will I need to make an account, or can I just be guest?
I think you need to make an account.
Yeah, you
save
have
it,
to.
Save it for that. After.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so let's, next.
Katang.
Okay, more Katang Rand explaining. I'm discussing the epilogue. Let's just start. I just want to go over the whole epilogue. Because it's an epilogue. I'm calling it an epilogue. I can't believe I'm calling it an epilogue after I completely denied that there was going to be an epilogue. It's not an epilogue.
I told you so!
It's a week after. It's not an epilogue, guys. It's a 1 week later log. So how about that? I'm going to call it a 1 week later log.
Dylan.
Yeah.
Hey, Dylan. I told you so.
You didn't tell me so. Right.
I did it first.
Okay,
no, I'm just kidding. I didn't think there'd be an epilogue either, but I just really wanted to do that.
Yeah, we needed at least one, I told you so. Okay, so the next scene we see after Save the Stuff to Us Honey. By the way, the top of calling Sugi Honey is the only thing I really consistently laugh out loud at in the finale. Each time I've seen it, I'm laughing out loud. So, okay, next, so we get after I Am the Phoenix King. That whole scene, when they're making fun of him. We see that the comet goes, it's left the atmosphere, it's night, it's the sunset, it's nighttime, and then the sun rises, symbolizing the next day. Am I right in that?
And you thought my Azula symbolism, when she was falling beside Zuko, you thought that was going too far.
This isn't going, I'm saying, the sun set and rose. So
I know,
saying this
I know.
Is the next
I'm,
day,
I'm,
so then Zuko
just,
comes up,
I'm,
May comes up to Zuko,
I'm,
and they
I'm
kiss.
Just giving you a hard time.
Yeah, I know, and I'm trying to ignore you. So May and Zuko kiss, this is the day after Ozai was defeated, and they have their whole thing, and I kind of actually like you, I loved that I still find that hilarious, because she's... And then the don't ever you break up with me again, do anyone think that was unnecessary, ruining the sweet moment? Don't ever you break up with me again, May said after they kissed.
I don't think that was unnecessary.
Think it was comical?
Yeah, but it was fine.
Okay. I don't know if I like that. I just want to keep the romantic part. Obsessive, yeah. Okay, so then we have that, and then the same day we have Zuko's coronation. Okay. Oh, it's okay. And I paused it right at the point where the Duke hugs Toph. Josh, go for it. Oh, Josh. Where did he go? He wanted to rant about this.
Too late. Next topic.
Yeah, no, seriously.
So, I'm sorry. I was having a discussion with somebody. What?
I'm paused right now when the Duke is hugging Toph.
Oh, yes. I need to talk about this. I have something to say.
Wow.
Okay. and realize this is just a sore loser Tang fan, right? but I still think I have a valid point. Okay. Everybody made such a big deal about the Duke and Toph hugging at the finale. Okay. And you're guilty of it too, Dylan.
I know, it's so weird.
You need to own up to it. You need to own up to it. Okay. Do you agree that the Duke and Toph could be a ship then?
Could be. They're 12. I don't think anything's happening.
Okay,
right now.
Okay then. What happened at the end of 316, Dylan?
When?
Let's see. Katara is sitting on the dock. She says, "Oh, I wasn't strong enough. I can't."
Oh, that you. So you're saying since Zuko and Katara, you. Oh, okay, yeah. I see what you're trying. You're so saying you're trying to disprove this.
I don't think that's a very fair assumption. That
I agree. They're not a ship. I don't understand it. I think it's really weird that they're hugging at all. I'm the Taka fan. Why do you think I would think this is a ship? This isn't me you're combating here, Josh.
Okay. Who was it? Which one?
Yeah, said they were a ship now.
Well, it better not have been you, Michelle.
I think it was Michelle. Okay, I here's what I said. I said
last week. Come on.
I think the creators were trying to, and or Aaron, the creators and Aaron were trying to seal up every person in a romance, and I thought that was cool. Even if this isn't the actual romance, I was saying they're giving at least
giving everybody a partner.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I thought I liked that because usually they're ambiguous and they're being definitive at the end. Yeah, I know. I'm upset too. I'm a Taka shipper. Come on.
I don't know.
But it's so weird. It's like they're both 2 feet. It's
that's why they're perfect for each other.
And then this screenshot, they're next to the huge hippo, and he's like, they only go up to his belly button.
Michelle, you beta my Tang pick. How can you support?
Wow. I didn't like that.
That's my rant. My Top and the Duke rant is like, you can't justify that by saying they hugged. So
yeah, they're not a ship. They're a possible ship. How about that?
They bonded when Toph threw up his helmet.
Yeah, you're saying Sutara is a possible
true
ship.
True love
then.
Right there. True
except
love.
Except in a later scene, it gets cut off. But yeah, Zutara, they didn't hug at the very end of the show. That's what I'm saying. It's saying they hugged at the end, symbolizing maybe something later. They just wanted to give Toph someone to be with so that she wasn't lonely.
I know what they were trying to do, but I'm just sick of everyone taking it so.
I know. I have too. Everyone was like, OMG, Toph and the Duke. I was like, oh.
Yeah. The Duke.
The Duke. Okay. I told you.
Best ship ever.
No, it is not. Michelle, stop it right now.
I smell a Joel breakup.
I book your beta pages.
Okay, and then we keep going in the scene.
The shipping wars is like the song that never ends.
I know, seriously. And we have the whole proudest father ever, same thing. And then the Kyoshi warrior scene. And the real hero is the Avatar. And yeah, that's all one day after. Cool scene. I don't know if anyone has anything to say about that.
I love Aang's clothes.
Aang's clothes are so great in this. Yeah, oh, I have another point to make here. Ooh, I can't wait to make it again once we get to the end. But okay, so they're talking. Yeah, I have it playing in, so that's why I'm trying not to speed ahead. Okay, so then I'm trying to get to transition here. Trying to figure out if this is the same day or not. Because, okay, Aaron, he has posted on Cat Aang Forever. This is what I was referring to before. I think that's actually him. I'm pretty sure it is. So, and he said the thing takes maybe a week after the scene in the tea shop, so that kind of contradicts my whole thinking. But it kind of does make sense. And now I'm just trying to figure out where the Ozai prison scene.
Well, while you're trying to figure that out, I wanna say something really fast about the Avatar fashion.
It looks like to be the same day, by the way.
Avatar fashion.
No!
Just really quick, I just want to say my award... I'm doing my
Josh's fan awards.
My award for best outfit of the entire series goes to Aang in 206, the Earthbending Academy.
Oh, yes. I loved his hat.
I loved it all.
Josh, you're crazy. Okay, so yeah, this is the same day, and this is the scene where Zuko visits Ozai.
As crazy as you are, Dylan.
I agree with that. So then where is my mother? That's the same day as the coronation, in my opinion. And then we have He is my mother. Okay. And then we have this taking place about a week, maybe a couple days a week later, in Ba Sing Se. By the way, I don't know if we ever noticed it, but the two boys are playing rock thing over the Fire Nation tanks that Boomy... Wait, is that Boomy?
Yeah, yeah. No,
that Boomy put all up in like a row, and I thought that's really cool.
By the way, I only have 15 minutes left, so I may have to say an early goodbye.
You only have 15 minutes until what?
Until I have to get off.
Okay. So yeah, they're playing rock over there, and yeah, they're at the house. I'm trying to figure out points I'm trying to make at the epilogue. I was playing the Sungi horn, blah, blah, blah. Any more points? Okay, yeah, we've been over this. I don't need to recap. I don't need to do play-by-play again. But point I tried to make, Katara in her Earth Kingdom outfit. And I'm taking a huge shot here. And you all are going to yell at me. But Katara is in her Earth King outfit, Earth Kingdom, right? Aang is in his Air Nomad outfit. And at the end, they kiss in those clothes. As we saw from 209... As a quote from Katara, water is the opposite of fire, right? So what's the opposite of air? I guess it's earth. So we have Katara in her earth, Aang in his air. They're opposites. Opposites attract.
Oh my god, dang.
No, Dylan, you're not. You're missing the entire point. It's hidden, Aang.
This is not hidden, Aang.
Hold on. I want to make a point that Katang Forever, they, like, Casey, he did the joke. He pulled the prank on us. He changed Tang Forever to Tang Forever.
Nice.
And everybody was freaking out. It's a skin on there if you want it, too.
Wow. Yeah. This is my shot at Zutar. It's like opposites attract. And at the end, Kat Aang is wearing opposite outfits. I love that.
That is Tang.
That's not Tang. It's fake Zutar Kat Aang.
Dylan, if you're acknowledging that it's opposites, then you have to acknowledge that it's Tang.
It's fine. It's fake Tang, fake Zutar. Can't take one without the other. Oh god, this is such an epic. And then they pull out Pan Up Towards the Sun. I'm gonna watch this. I'm gonna think I may put it on loop and just watch it all the rest of the night.
That's what Meredith did.
Oh god, I'm not surprised that that's what Meredith.
Don't be a mayor, Dylan.
I'm just as bad as Mary, if not worse than her.
Meredith's cool. She's cool.
Mary's been on the podcast, by the way, for people listening. And so yeah, it's just wanted to make that shot.
For people still listening.
Yeah, I know. Who is still listening? Seriously.
No one.
Not me.
Email if you're still listening.
I am. I'll email you because I do go back and listen to the podcast.
That's so weird.
You do.
I don't even do
that. I don't listen to the ones I'm on.
Yeah, neither do I.
Okay, so...
Like, it's really funny. I haven't listened to the 313 one, but I've listened to all the ones that I've been on.
Yeah, it is really weird.
Wow.
Okay, more Kat Aang rant explanation. So people have been questioning this. You know, I've gotten emails saying... It's Aang Saga. It's Aang Saga. Why does Katara need to be there in the final battle? And that's from somebody I
said,
don't remember. I acknowledge this, but yet at the end... Okay. I'm arguing in my head right now. Because it is Aang Saga, but at the end it pans up from a shot of Aang and Katara. So at the same time, it's both of their story, but that could just be representing that love prevails at the end. So let's take it like that, because I'm trying to convince myself right now, and I'm talking out loud. So, Aang's trying to convince himself that it's... Aang
is trying to convince himself.
I don't even know what I'm saying. It's 2:30 a.m.
Welcome to my world.
I know, seriously. So, okay. So, Aang and Katara at the end representing love prevailing. Aang fights Ozai on his own. It's his own saga. Katara doesn't want to distract Aang in 317. Because she wants to go on his mission, but she makes it seem like, I don't know, Aang. And she could have just said, let's wait until after. I still hated her reaction there. She could have done better. And I'm trying to do this in the ultimate way. By the way, there are several things here that I'm just explaining in the most pro-finale way possible. And so Katara doesn't want to distract Aang. The Avatar State takes care of itself with the whole maturity thing, and we're done there. They don't need to talk about it at all. We ignore this Kat Aang until the end. They've been through this whole epic romance development then. So there's this, and I still have a grief. Even if we take all these points and put them towards the anti-Kat Aang rant side, there's still the grief I have that they kissed in 310 and they didn't talk about it ever. Except 317, if you want to count that. So they didn't talk about it for 7 episodes, and they completely ignored Kat Aang for 7 episodes. And that... I don't think you can calm that criticism in me. Anyone want to try to?
No.
aren't there any other, you know, parts of the season where they've ignored Ah!
Yes!
Don't do it, Josh!
No, there haven't been any stretches as long as that. 7 episodes.
But have there been any other long stretches? I mean...
There's none. This is the first one. And it's when they just kissed, for God's sake.
I think there have been. I think,
Well, none after such of that of
her. From 2:14 to 2:19. That's 5 episodes.
2:14.
And that's even... And that's
2:18. 2:18.
She kissed Oh, yeah, Ron, well, 2:18. But that's if you even want to count...
And Aang wasn't even in 2:16.
And that's even if you want to count that part about, you know, Aang blushing at Katara coming out of the room.
I love that scene so much. Oh my gosh. So yeah, that's 2:15. 2:15, 2:17. That's 2 episodes, Josh. Because they're not in 2:16. That's not a 7 episode stretch. That's 2 episodes.
They were sleeping.
They were sleeping.
Aang and Katara weren't in 3:14, 3:15 either.
Yes, they were.
But no, Dylan, by that logic, we can't count...
Yes, they were in the beginning, though, weren't they? Yeah, they were.
They were in a cameo.
Yeah, they were in the cameo. That counts. I win. Oh. Okay. I'm ready to move on at 3 a.m. I really am. But yeah, this is... Okay, I'll accept that. I still would have loved to see more interaction in the finale. I don't have a gripe that they didn't say I love you at the end. I think that's fine. They expressed it in physically instead of talkingly.
Herbally.
Herbally, there you go, that's what I was thinking of. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome.
So yeah, it's I don't care about that. It's the most epic kiss possible at the end. I still think Katara should have reacted differently in 3:17. They should have talked about it before. I think they were purposely trying to make it ambiguous until the end, and I don't agree with that. I do blame Brian still. And that's really it. But I'm not too upset anymore. I've got over it, because I now see that the symbolism at the end is that love prevails, not that it's Aang Katara's theory. The Avatar State Katara I would have loved if it was explained more in the show, but they didn't need to talk about it, so... My two remaining Kat Aang criticisms are, they ignored it for that many episodes, and Katara's reaction in 3:17 could have been more towards the... Let's talk about it after, instead of the, I don't know about my feelings, because she did know about her feelings at that point. She's a girl. They think about their feelings all the time.
I don't.
No, I don't. Excuse me, Dylan.
I had to say that. I'm sorry.
I still don't buy that, though. You're saying that Katara was portraying that she didn't know. I don't agree with that. I think that's how she was. She's trying to tell Aang that, hey, let's not do this right now.
Well, I think let's play the scene in audio wise for you guys, because it's very important. If I can get it up.
I've got 8 more minutes.
So we'll spend 2 minutes of them watching a scene again. Okay, I've got it up. Go.
Katara. Did you really mean what you said in there? In where? What are you talking about? On stage, when you said I was just like a brother to you, and you didn't have feelings for me. I didn't say that. An actor said that. But it's true, isn't it? We kissed at the invasion, and I thought we were gonna be together. But we're not. Aang, I don't know.
Aang.
Pause.
I don't know. How is that saying, oh, let's wait, we can talk about this after we're done? That's an... I don't know what I'm feeling. That's
later
what she's
on.
Saying.
Listen to the rest of it, then.
Let's keep going.
Why don't you know? Because we're in the middle of a war, and we have other things to worry about.
I know, but this is her trying to dig out of a hole. Her reaction was, I don't know. We're in a war, we have other things to worry about. This is her trying to justify
her herself out of
it. I think she was saying, I don't know about starting a relationship right now.
Yeah, I agree with
that. I don't know. No, Aang wasn't even asking about a relationship.
I'm agreeing with Dylan right now.
Aang wasn't saying, oh, let's get together, let's start going to the movies every night. He was saying, do you like me? Are we in love? That's what he was saying. He wasn't saying... Are we going to be in a relationship? Let's keep going in here.
This isn't the right time.
This isn't the right time.
When is the right time? Aang, I'm sorry, but right now I'm just a little confused.
I'm just a little confused. That's not, oh, let's wait until after. That's, I'm unsure of my feelings for you, when she's obviously not. I think, can we all agree that she's not unsure of her feelings at this point?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
You know my thoughts on this, Dylan. We talked about
I'll
this.
I'll have to digest that a little while.
Josh doesn't want to be dead.
You're the only one.
Keep going.
I don't know. I really don't know, because, I mean, what?
I just said I was confused.
I'm confused. I don't know. To me, it just gives the overall thing of she doesn't know about her feelings in this.
Well, you're the one that told me earlier that we can't discredit lead characters, that if we start doubting what they say... I mean, I'm saying
she doesn't know. She doesn't know about her feelings. This is what she's saying.
Okay, so...
When she says we're in the middle of the war...
Why did you just take a poll over who thought... that she really does know that.
Because I don't really care about what people are thinking right now. I care, in my mind...
Oh, that's nice.
I know.
Wait, you just
my opinion means nothing.
Dylan, I just discounted everyone's opinion. I know. Don't worry.
No. You just contradicted yourself.
Did I?
Yes.
How?
You said
it's 2:30. I wouldn't be surprised.
You said that you think that Katara does know at this point. In this, you said that at this point in 3:17 that
she
knows...
Oh, you want to take a poll of who thinks she does know and doesn't know. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know what you're...
No, you said let's take a poll, and I said I don't
care
about other people.
From scratch. What do you think Katara feel... Regardless of what you think Katara should feel right now, compared to the ending of the finale, what do you think Katara is saying that she feels right now?
She's saying that she doesn't know, but there's been evidence in past episodes that she does know. So I think there is a contradiction here, which is why I'm upset. That's what I'm saying.
What motivation could Katara have for saying I don't know?
I don't know. I'm blaming the writers. I'm not blaming her. She's fictional.
He doesn't want to distract Aang.
I'm going to be accepting this, Ben, but I'm not accepting it without this fight here, because she's saying I don't know. I'm confused. I just said I was confused, Aang. And
I think the way
they made the scene, it was so that it made it seem come off that like she didn't know about her feelings because they were trying to keep it open for Zutara at the end. I think it was Brian. I don't think that's what they were doing.
I mean,
this is how it came off to me, and I'm upset. Still upset about this.
5 minutes earlier, Zuko and Katara just scooted away from each other. You really think they're trying to keep Zutara open?
They're trying to keep the Zutara. The Miss Sweets and those type of Zutarians, they're trying to keep them watching until the end. Yes, that was a call out. That's what they're doing.
I don't think that's what they're doing.
They're trying to make so they keep watching. They're trying. It's Brian's obsessed with Zutara. He really. It's tenacious.
Stop using Brian as a scapegoat.
He's not a scapegoat. I don't like it.
That is
wow,
what
you do not.
Guys, I know what's going on in the inside. This isn't baseless. So please, it's...
You don't like one of the co-creators.
I like their work. I don't know if I like him as a person too much. I don't know. He overshadows Mike a lot in the interviews. It's just he comes off as someone I don't know if I like. But, I don't know. I can't really make that call without meeting him.
I really can't, you know, say... Because, I mean, I'm taking what's given me. You know, you're right. If this whole thing is right. You're saying that Katara knows that she likes Aang, but she's telling Aang that she's confused, alright?
Mm-hmm.
Assuming that there is no, you know, you're discrediting the writers right now, and I'm not sure if I like that. I really have a problem with you discrediting the writers.
Ryan's the art guy, and he should stick to art. That's what I like. That's like my catchphrase with him. Okay, so I just thought of something. Josh, you had a brain blast in my mind.
That's another problem I have with this whole thing. I think that if it really mattered that much, Mike would have said something.
I don't know. I think he gets overshadowed by Brian a lot.
If it mattered that much.
Because Mike is the... If you guys don't know, Mike is the story guy in the pair. Brian is the art guy. And Brian is crossed over in the story. Mike hasn't crossed over in the art. So it's like, stay on your side, Brian. But yet, anyway, going back to this... I guess if Katara could be thinking that she knows she loves Aang, but she's trying to keep it and make him, I don't know, make it seem like he doesn't have anything to worry about. So she could be trying to, if we're going even deeper in this, she could be trying to convince Aang not to get too far into this while there's still the war going on.
There was actually a really funny Zutara theory that Zuko and Katara would get together to make Aang think that Katara didn't love her so that he could have the Avatar stone.
It's really weird. Okay. But anyway, what I was trying to say here was, so if you really want to get deep into it, Katara could be saying what she actually didn't think to keep Aang focused. I don't think that makes too much sense, but there's another one. So basically, after all this, what I want to take away is that she's saying here, just stay focused on your training. This is what I will think this scene means going forward, but I'm still going to criticize the scene. I think it was made badly. I think they left the overall message communicated badly.
All right. Okay, and with that, I am going to have to say my early farewell.
Okay, see you, Josh.
So, I'm sorry I can't tomorrow stay. Alright,
adieu.
Bye, everybody.
Josh. Bye, Josh.
And
yeah,
so... Dumbledore!
Oh my gosh. Okay, so let's keep going on this. I think that's it for the getting, right? Anyone have any last comments on that?
Two things. Dylan, are you ready to regrade 317, having watched it again?
I'll give it a 7 now instead of a 6.5.
Oh, wow.
I'm not ready to give in completely.
All right.
Well, guys, we'll get to, by the way, either tomorrow or next, or the middle of August, we're going to have a top 15 episodes. I want everyone's top 15 episodes, so by then, I'll have a solid opinion on it. See if it makes it top 15. I don't think it will.
My second thing is, I have a bit of a problem with the timeline that Aaron has now mentioned in relation to the epilogue, which I did call... Told you so.
It's not an epilogue. I'll keep saying it. It's
fine.
1 week later.
Okay.
Call it a mini epilogue then.
Fine.
Now, I'm going to go back. Let's go back to 101. Very far back. But, okay. Can we assume that 101 was during winter? Can we agree on that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Why? I mean, just because it's at the South Pole doesn't mean it's winter.
I'm setting it up. Trust me.
I love that.
Well, they did say in the chase that it was spring. So yeah, that must be
just. Just let me finish, Jeff. I promise I'm getting somewhere. So
sure you are.
Thanks. All right. So we start the whole show in winter, and throughout we go all the way to the end of summer. Okay. Now. Let's fast forward to 321, I can't believe I'm saying this, mini epilogue.
Yes.
Say okay. Minor epilogue, you win too.
Minor epilogue.
Oh, Jeff.
Mini
epilogue.
Then VS Jeff, now keep going.
Okay, so, Aang and Zuko both say a year ago. Now, I realize I may be overthinking this, but if they say a year ago, especially when Aang says when he was frozen in ice, I'm taking this to mean that it's been more than a week. And I might be wrong, but I think it's been more than a week in between when Aang defeated the Fire Lord and where they are now.
Yeah, I might be wrong. I kind of agree with you, because in my counting, it's 2 months. Then it would make a year. That was my
Well, just because, I mean, just because he says a year ago, and he says a year ago I was frozen in ice, that could have been
be
said
about a year ago.
Yeah, well,
fine,
could have been
fine.
Rounding.
It doesn't matter. What I'm saying is, he could have said that in 102, and it would still have been true.
Oh, so, that's a good point.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dang, yeah. You kind of. Okay, let me play this scene because I want some exact wording here. On what they said about the timeline. Someone talk until I find it.
So. Okay.
In other news.
Wait, the top 15 episodes is tomorrow?
No, I don't know. Well, it's probably San Diego. Okay, I got it, guys.
Also some good music.
I can't believe a year ago my purpose in life was hunting you down.
That could, yes, and this is the same thing, because he was hunting him down before he found Aang, so a year ago he was hunting him down, that's true.
And now
we're friends.
Yeah. We are friends.
I can't believe a year ago I was still frozen in a block of ice.
True for any time in their journey also.
Yep.
No, good point. Now.
And it's gonna be even more different. Where we build it together.
Yep. So, exactly right. From day two, at 102, a year ago, Zuko was chasing Aang, and Aang was frozen in ice. So, all timeline credit. Jeff, amazing points. All indications from here are invalid. So, I guess Aaron's interpretation, I guess he was like, I guess maybe a couple days or a week. That's what he was saying on Aang Forever. I'm gonna try to get this question asked to someone. Me and Jake are going to try to get some interviews with some people, so I'm going to try to get this question asked, and we'll see what people say. I guess it doesn't really matter, but in my interpretation, it would have worked better if it's a couple months, because then Aang and Katara seem a little closer to me, and it seems like they've already had the I love you talk and stuff like that.
And Aang seems to get close very quickly.
Yeah, I know. It's the day after, and he already has that close, that sort of thing, yeah.
Maybe he, like, raided an air temple.
He had some Fire Nation seamstresses.
Yeah.
King overtime.
Yeah, someone got it for him pretty quick.
Oh, he had to get that necklace from somewhere. So
I think, yeah, is it the Gigatso necklace, though? I'm still not sure about that.
It looks like it, but
it makes no sense for why it wouldn't be.
Let me see. I've got a flashback thing. It definitely looks like it.
Does Avatar Yangchen have one?
Yes, I think she does, right?
Yeah, I saw
maybe
a costume.
Maybe it's down or something, and Gyatso was just holding onto it.
Ugh, this is really annoying.
Well, anyway, so I'll bow down on my second point, but to kind of raise one more, though, it just seems like, okay, Zuko was just crowned Fire Lord, right? Mm-hmm. It just seems weird that, like, oh, after a few days, I'm going to go on holiday, you know?
Yeah.
Why didn't he stay around and do some Fire Lord stuff that doesn't involve burning people?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I guess on the second point I was defeated, but I do have a little problem with that.
Well, maybe he could have been doing international relations, you know, patching things up with the other nations or something.
That's possible.
Yeah, definitely possible. I'm trying to figure out something here.
I mean, they're going to have so many problems with that.
Yeah, because a war like this doesn't just go away overnight.
The Earth King is going to say, the Fire Nation needs to pay, and the Fire Nation is going to say, it was Ozai, not us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Someone keep talking.
Yeah.
So close.
One thing, though, I love to argue these little technicalities. I wonder why Roku didn't know what the Lion Turtle was, because obviously Aang knew. He says, look at this weird lion turtle thing.
Roku just never experienced it, because Aang saw the pictures in the library.
Yeah, and really, he was asking Roku where he is.
Yeah, Roku didn't know. Maybe he would have known what a lion turtle was, he just didn't know where he was at the time.
Yeah.
Okay, and I have an answer to, is that Gyatso's necklace? The answer is no. On Aang's one in 321, there's three little red things coming down at the end, and Gyatso's one doesn't have those, and it also has two loopy things coming out to the sides on the actual necklace part. So it's not Gyatso's necklace.
Oh, well, I noticed that from the beginning, but it's possible he embellished it.
Yeah, he could have. I don't know. If it's a day after, it doesn't seem likely to me.
Oh, yeah, no. See, even with their speedy travel during the finale, I don't think he could have gotten to the Southern Inner Temple and back. Unless he saved it, like,
He could have taken it from 103 and just
saved it like Iroh's smelly sandal.
Yeah. Seriously, so I guess a lot of options. You want to ask about that too? I'm going to get that.
Yes, do that.
Okay, I'll try to remember that.
Wow.
Let me write these down.
And another technicality was why. Okay, yeah, so you said in the last podcast, their interview said that because the lion turtle was so old that it masked Aang's scent with that of the earth, so.
Yes.
Okay, that does not make sense. Because the Shirshu should still have been able to track Aang to the beach. Unless something more mystical is going on that completely wiped his causality from their universe, which I thought happened until we saw the Lion Turtle interact with our world. So,
yeah, that's true. It's a different thing.
See, because when I saw the Lion Turtle out in the middle of the ocean, and then it disappeared, I was thinking alternate dimensions.
Yeah, except it's not. He's just in there in real life. So right. I guess the answer is Jun Shirsho is looking for his current location strictly. It wasn't a tracking mission. It was more of a location mission this time.
Well, it doesn't matter because the Shirsho tracks scent.
Yeah, so I'm trying to explain it. Yeah, so technically the Shirsho should have tracked it to the beach, but maybe Jun had a special way of telling it to only find where he is currently. I don't know. Maybe find the strongest scent. And maybe his scent from the beach has been worn off a little bit, and they're so far away that she can't get to it. Because in when the first time we saw the Nyla earlier in season one, they were relatively close to each other when mm-hmm. tracking. So maybe she can't smell that far away to the beach.
Yeah, the thing. Yeah, that's an alternate theory, which is still a rant. Just because Aang hasn't been anywhere near there in so long, and now I can't smell him, so obviously he doesn't exist. Because I think it's just really impossible.
Yeah, that's true. Jumping to conclusions.
Yeah.
Okay.
According to Nick.com, because I was there a little while ago, the lion turtle is the last of his kind, and he's been there ever since before the Avatar, and very few Avatars have met him. And that, in fact, Aang is the first one in many centuries. So
that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so Roku obviously didn't meet the Lion Turtle, and neither did Yang Chen or Kurok or Kyoshi. So there's an answer. Just, yeah.
Okay, here's some more. Here's another thing. In the when Roku is explaining the Avatar State in 201, he says, the Avatar State is a defense mechanism designed to empower the Avatar with all the skills, whatever. And that goes along perfectly with what the Lion Turtle was saying. Before, there was time before the Avatar. The Avatar did not exist forever. And it seems like someone designed the Avatar State. It wasn't just mystics.
The spirits. Yeah, when they created the Avatar, they also created the Avatar State. Because the Avatar didn't just come on its own, the spirits created it.
Did we already know that?
Yeah, I think so, right?
When did we hear
anyone want to back me up on that?
Like, from this... Wait, no. You know that webcomic that they did? I forget what it's called.
Oh, was it from that? Escape the Spirit World?
Escape the Spirit World?
Yeah. Yeah, something with something with what Yang Chen said.
Okay.
Yeah, I played that, but I didn't catch anything about the spirits creating the Avatar.
I don't know. I remember that from somewhere. I just can't remember where. So let me write that down on my things to look up.
Okay.
Going a little back to the chakra discussion, I had the theory that if y'all remember the Escape from the Spirit World comic, that Aang was supposed to forget his time in the spirit world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I believe he's had dreams or visions ever since then, once he woke up, of his trip to the spirit world. So maybe that's how he knew. No, this is a theory. This is a theory of mine. But my theory is that he's had visions of his trip to the spirit world, so he knows his chakra is locked.
Okay,
I mean, that's
that,
how...
That could,
that's
that
just
sense.
My theory.
That would explain it.
Yeah, that would explain it, but I guess I'll look at that.
Well,
let me write that down, too. Because I guarantee I'm not going to remember any of this tomorrow morning.
My opinion
matters.
Well,
you could always listen
happy.
To the podcast.
Don't have time for that. We're recording another one like 12 hours after this.
Don't forget to add me to that one.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
We'll forget.
We are?
So, is the next one the top 15 episodes, or the...
Next one is going to be the Comic-Con discussion. I'll save the top 15 for a little later.
What time is that?
Tomorrow, if I can get an afternoon one, and Elisa's on in the afternoon, and I'm going to go for it, but if not, the nighttime.
Okay.
And I hope Elisa will be on at all, because she is our resident Comic-Con watch lady.
Like the only one on the West Coast.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so the last thing I have on this thing is the fourth season possible. We'll get into that tomorrow, when we have Comic-Con news. And then we could, and tomorrow, maybe at the end, if there's like no Comic-Con news and it's just like a replay of the finale and that's it, I want to go into everyone's possible dream fourth seasons. I just want to do that for fun. don't know, that sounds kind of cool.
Mega Katang.
Yeah, seriously. That's what I'll explain my Mega Katang. Okay, so future podcast schedule. Tomorrow we got the Avatar State one. No, what am I talking about? Tomorrow we got the Comic-Con one. Then we're going to take a week break. I'm on vacation again until Saturday, August 9th, which I will be having the Katang special. Now, guys, listeners, I want you to write in. I could do one of two things. I could get Mare, I could get Sam, I could just get Pierre, I could get Jeff, I think Kang, Ben, I don't know.
I am Katang.
Okay,
so please bat me.
Say, so I could get just the major, I could just get normal podcast co-hosts who are Katang, and that's it. Or I could try to get Amira onto this, I could try to get her to help me look up all these different good fan fiction people. It would be a lot of work for me. I want to know if it matters to you guys. Do you want to just hear us discussing Katang for like a couple hours, or do you want to have some major fandom players?
I think major fandom players sounds good.
Yeah, that might kick you guys off though, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, so
personally.
Guys, write in. I need to know soon. Help me out on this one.
So no non-Katangers?
Yeah, no non-Katangers on the podcast. I'm making that
it's discrimination.
Right, it's not discrimination. I don't want this to turn into a shipping war. This is
shipism.
This is a celebration of the ship throughout the entire show.
The fluffy shipping ship wars.
No more shipping wars. Okay, and then
the shipping
after that,
wars must die.
Yeah, seriously. After that, next week, we're going to our last two. Friday, August 15th is going to be the List podcast. Me and Jake might come up with a top 30 influential people within the show. It's more for us, I guess. I'm going to try to talk to him about that. We're going to each present our top 15 episodes and maybe top 5 favorite characters. We're going to have a last discussion basically on Avatar stuff. And then Saturday, August 16th is my last planned podcast. We're going to have an impromptu to end it all off. That's going to be it. We're going to get Kevin back, bring everyone back. So, you guys, I don't know. I may not end. The podcast isn't definitely over Saturday, August 16th, but it's the last one I've planned. So it's going to be random if there are any more after that. And of course, August 13th, 2012, All Girls Podcast.
Yeah.
Good luck, girls.
Put that on my calendar.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, when I'm 18 years old, I get to have
You get to have your podcast.
I'll be a junior in college, but I'll remember. I'll remember.
Yeah, okay.
I'll have a job. Like,
so if you're not gonna be on the podcast.
I might actually have a life though.
Oh, so will I.
It's iffy. Well, it's iffy.
It's iffy. Yeah, no, seriously. Okay, so this
I'm 19 and I have a half life, so
half life. Ah, get it. Game the game. Yeah. I have a half life too, Fred. Okay, so this has been about an hour. Yeah. This could have been the first 2 hour podcast, except I decided to break it up, so Technocrature AJ Kevin, pilot remix, the musical remixes by Luke Tripp. I edit Dong Fuing Zone by Jake, Kosabin, Sam, Ben, Jeff, Michelle, Josh. We're going to put another one right out tomorrow, so not much to say goodbye to. But let's end on Unison. Oh, what's Jeff playing?
Sonic Scream.
Oh, again? No. Let's end on Unison what? Wow, you guys are bad at this. Josh would have put something
in. Katang?
I'm fine with the Get Unison Katang.
We need to save that for the
Yeah, we have to save that for the
Katang. Alright.
Unison.
What did we talk about?
Unison Lion Turtle? Sure. Okay. 1, 2, 3, Lion Turtle.
Lion Turtle.
Lion Turtle. Lion Turtle.
Did Jet just die? You know, it was really unclear.
Perfect.
Nice.
That wasn't a good play.
I'll say. No kidding. Horrible. You said it.
But the effects were decent.